took the GOP a week and about 15 shots to finally approve Kevin McCarthy as their leader. He had to make some major concessions to the far-right extremists before folks like Getz and Biebert would cast a vote for the too-middle-of-the-road radical as speaker. Same guy who crawled on his belly down to Mar-a-Lago after suggesting the January 6th insurrection made Trump unfit to be president 1 minute longer. Another profile in cowardice for the historians to parse. The Grand Old Party is now the fun new party of the Jim Jordans and the Marjorie Taylor Greens, whose sole purpose will be to conduct congressional investigations into the FBI, the IRS, and Hunter Biden's laptop. Policy? Trust me, they don't need no stinking policies. Welcome to the new year. I don't make many resolutions after too many years of busted ones, but I was hoping to make 2023 a year with a lot less political shenanigans. Not that I have much to say about it other than follow the comedy and the daily funnies. Can you say Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi a few more times? And please don't tell me you're worried about the debt ceiling or a default on U.S. loans when we need to investigate those folks who had the temerity to investigate the January 6th uprising, when we all know the president had nothing to do with the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers or the search for phony electors to keep the bad Biden man out of office. No, let's cast more doubt and more dirt on the intelligence departments. And did I mention the Hunter Biden laptop scandal? Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. Get used to that battle cry, or bottleneck, or whatever you want to call it. You'll be hearing it daily soon. If nothing else, it should keep our minds off the fact that nothing much but investigation is going to happen in this Congress. Resolutions? What would be the point?